Now that I have read Birchas HaMazon, I would like to point out some differences in Nusach. The Nusach in our Sidurim is Tamid lo yichosar lonu v'al yechsar lonu mazoin, which means we were not lacking food or we never were without food. The Mordechai at the end of Masechtas Brachos writes that others say the words chiser and yichaser. Tamid loy chiser lanu v'loy yichaser lanu mazoin, which means that Hashem did not ever subtract or deprive or reduce our food. The verbs chosar v'yechsar, as we say, are verbs in binyan kal. The verbs chiser and yichaser are verbs in binyan pi'el. Their meanings are quite different. Our nusach of chosar and yechsar are the nusach and the nuschaois of the Abu Darhom and the Shaloha Kadosh. The words Shehenchalto la'avoiseinu, we thank Hashem because you have given to our forefathers as a heritage a desirable, good, and spacious land. There are many who mistakenly say Shehenchaltonu, which would mean Shehenchalto oisonu, that you have given to us a heritage. Perhaps this error was made because in the same paragraph of Noidelecha we have the words Shahoitseisanu, Uftisanu, Shelimadtanu, Shahoidatanu, Shechainantanu. So perhaps the mistake was made by saying Shehinchaltanu, but the words are Shehinchalta la'avisenu. The phrase V'al Shehoitseisanu Hashem Elokeinu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. The Nusach HaRambam is without the words Hashem Elokeinu. B'li Haskoras Hashem. The same is written in the Siddur of Rab Amram, the Tur, the Mordechai, the Abu Darhom. In some prints, Hashem Elokeinu is in parentheses. The Art Scroll Siddurim have Hashem Elokeinu. Go according to your own minhag. The words Befi Chol Chai. In many prints it is written Befi Kol Chai. But Al Pi Dikduk, grammatically, it should be Befi Chol Chai, since the word Befi ends with a Yud and has the power to pull the Dogesh Kal out of the word kol to become chol, b'fi chol chai. We say Elokeinu, Avinu, Re'enu, Zunenu. Our God, our Father, shepherd us, tend us, and nourish us. Re'enu is a combination of Re'ei, Oisanu. The Nusach HaSfardim is not Re'ei Oisanu, it is not Re'enu, but it is Roi'enu, our shepherd, as in Hashem Roi'i Loi Echzar. Our shepherd, nourish us. Amshad is our God, our shepherd, Roi'enu, you are our Roi'eh. However, Re'enu means shepherd us. It is a verb in the Tzivui, Re'ei Oisanu. As in the Pasuk in Micha Zayin, Re'ei Amecha B'Shivtecha, shepherd your people with your staff. The word Zunenu is a Lashon Tzivui, command. Zun Oisanu. The Shoyrish is Zayin Vav Nun, from the inyan of mazayin, just as the word shuveinu comes from the shayrish of shuv, as it says in Tehillim, shuveinu Elokei yishenu v'hofer ka'ascha imanu. Shuveinu, meaning shuv oisanu, return us, God of our salvation, and annul your anger with us. The bracha of Boineh v'rachamav Yerushalayim Amen. We are accustomed to saying Boineh. However, it is brought down that the word is actually Boineh. That is the true form of the verb. There is a segel under the nun, Boineh v'rachamav, like every other Boineh that comes in a pasuk in the Torah. There's only one pasuk in the Torah that comes with a tzeirei, boinei, and that is Alpi HaMesorah, in Tehillim Kuf Mem Zayin, where it says, boinei Yerushalayim Hashem. Therefore, im hayinu chaysimim boinei Yerushalayim Amen, if we would be ending in our benching, boinei Yerushalayim Amen, Uchagirsas haGemara, and that is actually the girsa of the Gemara. Oz hayonachain boinei b'tzeire. Then we would rightfully say boinei with a tzeire. But achshav shnoi hagim loimar boinei v'rachamov. The word v'rachamov is added. Boinei is not together with Yerushalayim as that exception in the pasuk. Therefore, there ain oid makoim letzairei. There's no more place to have a tzairei. V'tzarich lekroi bisegoil. This vart is brought in the Sidur Avodas Yisrael. The reason we end with rachamov, boinei v'rachamov, is because the bracha states and starts with the lashon of rachamim. The bracha starts with the lashon of rachamim in rachem. So, the word Rachamav was added. The word Yerushalayim, the Lamed, is with a komatz, as should be at a hefsek. It's Boineh v'Rachamav Yerushalayim. We do say Amen afterwards, so the Gemara in Brachos Daf Memhei states that we say Amen after this bracha, Kidei lahavdil ben gimel brachos rishonos Shehei min ha-Torah, Livracha ha-Raviyis, Shehei mid-Rabbanon, in order to differentiate between the first three brachos that are min ha-Torah and the fourth one that is mid-Rabbanon. The words Shebechol yoim vo-yoim, the Shaloh HaKadosh writes that you should say Bechol yoim vo-yoim without the shin. Follow your own minhag. Many of our sidurim have v'rachamim, v'chayim, v'shalayim, v'chol toiv, u'mikol tuv, la'olam al yichasereinu. One word is toiv, and one word is tuv. The Ravo, Rav Wolf Heidenheim, one of the great Baalei Diktuk, writes that both of them should be toiv, v'chol toiv, v'rachamim v'chayim v'shalayim v'chol toiv, u'mikol toiv al yichasereinu. He feels that way because when we find the word in the Torah, as in Mishlei, Lamed Aleph Yud Beis in the Eishes Chayil, it says, Gimolashu toiv v'loi ra. And as it says in Tehillim, Lamed Dalet, Yud Aleph Kefirim Rashu V'ra'evu V'doyreshe Hashem Lo Yachseru Kol Toiv. Again, do as you are accustomed to according to your minhag. The words Eliyahu Hanavi Zachur La Toiv, it is brought down, other shittas do not say Eliyahu, but they say Eliyah. We find the Nevi'im written many times both ways, Eliyah and Eliyahu. The words Bakoil, Mikoil, Koil. This is based on the Psukim by Avraham, Vashem Beirach es Avraham Bakoil, by Yitzchak, Vo'oichal Mikoil, and by Yaakov, Chichanani Elokim V'chiyeshli Koil. The Kavana of this is Shaloi Chasaru Shum Toiva Bo'oilam. The words koil or choil are the same as kol and chol. The difference is the word koil appears throughout Tanakh when it can stand alone with its own trop, with its own cantillation. And if not, if it is joined to another word with a makof, it becomes kol or chol. However, the meaning is the same. Bamoroim yelamedu. In the Kolboy, states that we should say mimoroim yelamedu, not bamoroim. Yelamedu, pshat is hamalochim hamalamedim zechus, heim yelamedu oleinu zechus, mimoroim, or bamoroim, either way. Vahazechus shetahelonu lemishmeres shaloim. Be careful with the aleph of May Eis Hashem. May Eis Hashem. Not to sound like the word mace. Therefore, some say May Im Hashem. Others do not say Bamoroim at all because of this. This is brought down in the Hagoyis Ma'aril and Hilchis Rosh Hashanah. Best is just to say it correctly and just don't swallow the word. May Eis Hashem. Magdil Yeshuois Malkoi versus Migdoil Yeshuois Malkoi. One pasuk Magdil is in Tehillim Yudches Nun Aleph, and the other one is in Shmuel Beis, Perchav Beis. If you read the psukim there, you'll see in Tehillim it says Magdil, and the word Magdil we say in the weekdays. In Shmuel it is Migdoil, which we say Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, and Yom Tov. There are two opinions as to why this is done. The first is the Medrash Shoichar Toiv, where Rav Yudin says that the Geula will not come about all at once. Therefore, in Tehillim, it states Magdil. He makes great, a verb in Binyan Hifil, the causative Binyan, meaning that the coming of the Geula becomes greater and greater with time. It doesn't come at once. If the Geula would come all at once, the Bnei Yisrael, who for so long have been accustomed only to oppression, could not endure the experience, and they would become overwhelmed. In Shmuel, the word Migdoil is used because it also means a tower. Moshiach will be a tower of strength for the Jewish people. The Sidur Avodas Yisrael comments that the Misadrei HaTefillah found two similar psukim and did not want to give preference to one over the other. Therefore, they chose both, one for the weekdays and one for Shabbos and Yom Tov. And since Magdil fits in better according to Pshat, it was assigned to the weekdays as the Todir, and the Lashon of Migdoil, L'she'enoi Todir. V'todir v'she'enoi Todir, Todir koidem. Okay, now I will answer some questions that people have asked concerning Birchas HaMazon. Question. The word chosar in chosar lonu is the word chosar mil'el or mil'ra? This is a good question. The answer is, generally, the word is mil'ra. That means the main accent is on the samach, chosar. Why? Because the main rule of accent in verbs is that the main accent is on the middle root letter. The shoresh is ches, samach, resh. The middle root letter is the samach. The samach is the ayin hapoal. However, in this case, chosar lonu, the main stress is on the ches. Why? Because there is a concept in Lashon HaKodesh that if two words are directly connected to each other in pshat, or trop, as in chosar lonu, and the second word lonu has its main accent on the first syllable, lo, this lo has the power to push back the accent of the first word. Look at the small vertical line after the ches to indicate that that is where the stress should be. Chosar was pushed back to chosar to avoid having two main accents next to each other, which would make it more difficult to say. This concept is known as nosoig achor. Nosoig achor means pushing back, where the second of two words has the power to push back the stress of the first word. So we do say chosar lonu. Question. Are there any other examples of nosoig achor in Birchas Hamazon? Yes, there are, but I'll just give you two. There are two examples. One is V'yispo'ar bonu, the stress is on the pei. You will see the small vertical line after the pei. This indicates that the word is pronounced V'yispo'ar. Here again, the bo of bonu had the power to push back the word V'yispo'ar to become v'yispo'ar. As a general rule, the word should be v'yispo'ar on the aleph, since the aleph is the middle root letter from the shoresh pei aleph resh. Also, be careful with bonu to put the stress on the beis, bonu, because if you say bonu, bonu means they built. Banu means us, banu means they built. The other example is va'oise chesed. Va'oise chesed. Limshichoi. The main accent of this word chesed is on the ches. And that affected the word before it and becomes va'oise on the ayin. The stress is on the ayin. When the word appears in other places, the word is va'oise, the accent being on the sin. Question. Based on what you just said, why by noisein lechem do we not see the accent on the nun? It seems to me that the accent is on the sof, since there is no small line by the nun like the others you had described. This is a great question, and the mind is working. Answer. The Sifrei Dikduk explain as follows. The rule of Nosoig Achor is not an absolute rule. General rules of diktok apply to most words. However, there are a few subcategories. Your question applies to one of the subcategories. The first word cannot be pushed back. Why? Because that word, that first word, is in the form of a hoive, present tense in a binyan kal. The word noisein is a verb in binyan kal. The shorish is nosain, nun, saf, nun. The word noisein is in the present tense. Therefore, the word lechem cannot push the word back. There are many words similar to this throughout Tanakh. This is not just an isolated example. You will notice time and time again the nasoig achar will not apply in a verb in the present tense. Question. In the last paragraph of benching, how do you pronounce the first word? That's a good observation because it is pronounced yeru, as though there would not be an aleph there. The aleph is silent. There is no shva under the resh. The shorish of the word is yud resh aleph. The word means fear, F-E-A-R. The word yoresi means I was afraid, I feared. The words yeru es Hashem kedoshav means fear Hashem, you, His holy ones. You must be careful not to say yir-u, where the aleph is not silent. Yir-u means they will see. If you say yir-u, the pasuk would not make any sense. Question. Also, in the last paragraph, it says, Hoidu Lashem Ki Toiv. Is that word Hoidu Milra or Mil'el? The answer is that the word is Milra, as I had pronounced it, Hoidu. But the question is a very good one anyway. Why? Because in the Tefillah of Mizmor L'Soida, the Pasuk states, Hoidu Loi Baruchu Shemoi. There, the word is Hoidu on the Hay. Why? Because it is another example of Nasoig Achor. The word Loi pushed back the accent from Du to Hi. Question. The three words in benching, va'ochalta, visavata, uveirachta. Why, in the words va'ochalta and uveirachta, did you put the accent on the ta ending, but in visavata, you did not? Well, you probably know already from the previous shiurim that the words v'ochalto and uveirachto are both verbs with a vav hamahapeches. And that is the reason the accent is on the to ending. The translation is, and you shall eat, and you shall bless. The vav of v'savoto, you shall be satisfied, is also a vav hamahapeches. But the difference is that the word visavota on the vase is at an esnachta. If you look in Parshas Ekev, Periches Pasuk Yud, you will see that the word visavota is at an esnachta, which is the major pause in a pasuk. the concept of vava hipuch, causing an accent to be shifted to the end of a word, does not apply at a hefsek, a major pause, and the esnachta is the major divider of the pasuk. All right, I think we're going to end now. I think you have enough to digest. We'll continue at the next shiur.